Blog Talk Radio.
God damn, I gotta get used to this shit. Why the hell? Damn. Since he's blowing me clean the fuck off. He say go. And then as soon as you start talking, Blog Talk Radio. Tell me go after you say that shit. We live? Hello?
Hi, man. You had to tell Hector to call in because the print phones don't really do too well with internet access. So you had to get Hector on the line. But yes, good morning, everybody. This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in with K Down. This is part two of our History in the Making episode. Going to see if we can get my bro Jimmy and also Hector on the line really quick to talk about this fever pitch of Chicago Cubs Nation. Right now they have their parade, which I believe is about to get started
The bus
in a little bit.
I'm watching it now. The bus is still ain't pulled off yet. I'm really liking that motherfucking hat with the goddamn trophy on that motherfucker. That motherfucker dope. And he got the leather front. I might buy that and just sit it up on the wall or somewhere. Every time you come over, every time a Sox fan come over, I might just make him touch it. Like a little
Hello?
Log in the hollow.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I'm trying to see who we got on the line. Is this Hector?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's going on, man?
I'm just running.
Not much. Just tired.
I feel you, man. That fever pitch is crazy.
Yeah, it was a great fucking game, man. I didn't sleep. I was out all night. Then I went to the store and picked up my hats.
Yeah, you could have picked
me
up.
I wasn't thinking about anybody else. I was like, I'm going to get my hat.
You know what?
And then as soon as I got my hat and put it on Facebook and stuff, people were like, oh, you should have got me a hat. You should have got me a hat. Like, I was thinking about anybody.
You know what? It was crazy is I woke up early that morning. I'm like, damn, I should have tried to make it to the store and get me a hat. And then I'm like, shit, Hector probably already at a store. I was going to hit you up. I should have hit you up because I would have just told you to grab me. And I wouldn't get
yeah,
you
I
back.
Went to.
You, man, it would be crazy.
Yeah, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods at 6 in the morning, and they were like, oh, the hat's sold out. Then I went to the one right here in South Loop, and then I was like, shit. So then I hop on the expressway towards to the Hip. So Harlem and Irving Plaza, for those who don't know. But they said they were going to open at 8. So I'm like, damn it, it's 7 o'clock. I'm like, there's traffic, it's bumper to bumper. Then I get off on Irving Park thinking it was going to be faster. No, it's under construction. I didn't get to this till about 7:50. I was like, damn, this is going to be a long-ass line. And then as soon as I walked in, it was only like 10 people in front of me. So I was like, oh, good shit. So I only had to wait for like 10 minutes. Then I got my...
Yeah, man, like, I went to a store, and they were like, oh, man, we sold out. And I'm looking at their wall. I'm like, you lying, you ain't never had none, dude. And he looked at me, he's like, nah, we ain't had none. They told us to tell y'all we sold out. I just tell people y'all didn't get that in. I'm in the middle of an emergency right now, everyone. Hector.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, let us know the fire truck's coming. Better get here.
What happened?
People been waiting outside for that parade since 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I heard. And then The parade is supposed to start right now at 10, but they're delayed right now because they're missing certain players. And they're saying that some of them might be stuck in traffic because they closed a lot of the streets and they're trying to get through. And then on one party bus, it's Lester, Ross, Lackey, and Wood, and they're already getting hammered.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. All of them are already, they came in drunk. Like, either they came in drunk or they was hungover, but they looked like they was actually drunk. Because I'm watching it on TV. I'm not there. They're pulling off now. So, I'm guessing everyone's got here.
Either that or they're just like, screw it. We ain't here. We're leaving.
Yeah. I would have been like that from the jump. You know, I'm a very impatient person, and I like being on time. So if, like, you not on time, that's just on you. I would have left you.
Yeah, I don't know, but that all the time.
I got up this morning. I turned on the TV and I seen people. I'm like, oh damn. And the messed up part is that I can't take the day off from work because there's two people off on vacation, so I can't go because people are off at work.
I think my thing on boss is he's guaranteed called in today. I don't think he's even at work. Knowing him, he just came off vacation, but I feel like he's not at work because he tried to end a couple of classes early just because of COVID. So I'm almost certain he ain't at work.
Yeah. I know if I could get to work, I wouldn't have been at work. I'm sorry, but somebody would have been doing a double today.
No.
And it wasn't going to be easy.
Even though I can't be there, I put it to record at home. So when I get out of work tonight, well, later on tonight, because after I get out of work, I'm going to watch the Bulls game, see D Rose get his ass whooped. But,
I wanted to catch that one too, man. I'm going to have to catch the next one that they have, man. This is going to be a crazy night. I'm going to definitely record that if I can't see it tonight. But I definitely want to see Rose back in the building. What do you got to be down, man? No violence.
Well, at least that's what the picture was showing. I don't know if he actually did.
They played the Warriors yesterday?
Yeah, the Warriors played Golden State. I mean, yeah.
No.
The Warriors played Golden State?
In my head, I'm seeing the Thunder play the Warriors, but it came out wrong.
Oh, man. So I asked yesterday, Hector, what's next for the Cubs, man? I know it's still everybody living off this high, but what do you see happen next for them?
Another World Series for me.
Hello?
Hector.
Hello?
Probably low service.
Hello?
I think we lost.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, sorry. I lost. The connection went out.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah, man, it's like, I still can't believe, you know, every time I hear the Cubs on the radio or on TV, I'm like, did we just win? Like, I still can't believe it. Like, it's still a shock to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same here.
It's like right now I'm at work. Everyone's here is wearing.
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing their Cubs outfit here.
Yeah, I think you're gonna see some repeat. I think you're gonna see a repeat.
I think so. I mean, we're going to have the same team. I mean, we'll probably lose Fowler, but he said that he's not counting the Cubs out yet, but, you know, money talks. You know, someone already have, in his case, he already has a ring, so he could just go to another team and just play for the money. But if he, like, if he cared, like, if a player really cared about the town, then he'll stay. But, I mean, I don't blame him if he leaves for the money. And then Arrieta's the same thing. It all comes down to money. He wants Kershaw money, but, I mean, he did good the last two games in the postseason. So I don't think they'll give him Kershaw money, but I think they'll be close enough to give him the money that he's asking for. And then Chapman, too. It all depends on Chapman if he wants to come back, too. But I think Chapman will come back. If Chapman has another opportunity to win the World Series, or I think he'll come back, too. Because he's only going to act for 4 years, $60 million. While Fowler is going to act for like maybe $100 million, or maybe $120 million. And then Arrieta, he wants like a seven-year deal worth like $250 million. But I think the Cubs will probably give him like 4 or 5 years.
Oh hell no! Nah,
and then get him like $180 million.
Yeah, somewhere around that long. But the only thing is you can play around with Fowler for the simple fact you get Kyle Schwarber back next year. You know, you're not losing an outfielder. I mean, you're losing an outfielder, but, you know, as far as defensive-wise, but you gain so much more offensive-wise.
Well,
right.
You won't lose. I mean, granted, we had Bryant and Zobrist playing left field the entire time since Schwarber's been out. So I think the new lineup will
stay the same. Don't forget Travis Wood playing left field too.
Yeah, that was a great game too. I think one of the best like top 10 plays in the Cubs. But I'm looking at it right now. You have Schwarber in left. You have an available in center. You have who's playing right field? Oh, Haywood. That's how bad he's been this season. I forgot that he plays out there. You have Bryant at third. You have Russell at shortstop. Then you have Zobrist at second, along with Baez. And then you have Rizzo at first. And then catching will be Montero, unless the Cubs release him or trade him. And then you have, most likely, Contreras is going to be your starting catcher. And then I can see the Cubs either signing a veteran catcher to maybe catch for Lester or, just to have a three-man rotation. Because I don't think if Schwarber needs to hold it, then you could bring Schwarber back into catching. And that way, if Schwarber's catch, then you can have Zobrist go out to left field and then Baez at second. But then you also have Baez. You need Baez to play. So I don't know if you move Schwarber to – unless you keep Schwarber in left, then move Schwarber to right, Haywood to center, and then Zobrist to left field. That way you can have Baez every day. But then you have also young guys like Amara Jr. It's going to be a tough. That's why Theo gets paid the big bucks to figure all this out, because, like, right now I'm trying to put these players in the right positions, and it's like I'm getting like, okay, well, wait, this guy's hitting. I got to move this stuff around. It's like, it's nuts.
I mean, because you got Amara Jr. I just call him Junior. You got Junior. He's the prospect. He's supposed to be getting ready to take over in center field. So he did pretty good in the playoffs, so why not trust him in center field and just going on and tag him in? I mean, you saw the double play ball in San Francisco that he saved. I don't know how he caught up with that ball to catch it, but he did, and he has a great arm. So I think you start him in center. I think he should be the center fielder from day one. And I think the thing with I think you rotate Baez with Zobrist and Russell, and Baez with Chris Bryant, because the good thing about that is Baez can play second, short, and third. So now you always can have some a fresh pair of legs out there, because you can always take Bryant out for a game and have him come in and just pitch in. Then the next day you can take Zobrist out, and then you can the next day you can take Russell out, and then that way Baez got a whole week of playing action, and everybody got a day off, and then you give Baez a week off and let everybody play a week, and then you rotate it like that.
Yeah. But
Cosman play left field and first base, right? Don't Cosman play first base or third base?
He plays first base time to time, but he's mostly an outfield guy.
See, so we got the necessary pieces to continuously rotate guys in and out with without anyone, you know, unless someone wanted to try to go a whole season nonstop without sitting out a game, you know. But
right, and also you got to put we also got to put in consideration that some of these guys might get traded. You never know. You never know what the GM is thinking. We could probably trade Bias and all these players for a player that we could actually use. Like, for example, let's say Bryce Harper wants out of his deal with Washington, and he says, I want to trade, and I only accept the trade from Chicago. If I was the Cubs, I would pull that trade for Bryce Harper. I would put Bias in a package, or, you know, Bias or Coughlin, Soler, or more in that package to send them out to Washington for Harper. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right.
I don't know. Like, different things can happen. Like, look at what happened with Schorbert. He got hurt. I honestly think that if I'm glad that the Cubs kept Bias, Soler, and a few other players, because I honestly believe if we would have traded these guys for like a pitcher or something, so these guys wouldn't be able to play for Schorbert, because the only reason why Bias was able to play more games was because you were able to move Zobrist to left field and have Bias at second base. If we would have traded these guys, I think our playoffs would have been a little different, but you wouldn't have Bias winning the first and second round, and then with Schorbert coming back. I honestly think that if Schorbert wasn't in our lineup for the DH spot for the playoffs, I honestly think the Cubs would not beat Cleveland. Because he's been on base. For every game that he's been on, he's got on the base twice. In the first game, the second game, and game 6 and 7, he was on base twice. And that's a huge impact for the Cubs. Because I think if we would have had Soler or Coughlin, Soler is like Contreras and Bias. He'll swing at a curveball that's 200 feet away from the plate.
This one got a curveball that's going there on wavelength, the opposite way. I mean, but granted that when they was talking about trading Soler and Bias, it was to Florida for Jose Fernandez. So it's
right.
Like, if they did make that trade, yeah, the playoffs would have been different, but I think the outcome still be the same, because you would have had a better pitcher on the mound. Because you make that trade for him, may his soul rest in peace, but he's not on that boat that night. He's in Chicago. Because we had a home game that week. So now you got him coming in right after Arrieta and Arrieta and Lester. And then you got Hendricks. And then maybe Joe Maddon try to work out something with Lackey, like, okay, well, do you feel comfortable coming out of the bullpen, you know, in the playoffs? And then that's an even more set down lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
look at this. This is crazy.
Like you said, it all.
I got so many options.
Well, I think the Cubs this offseason are going to be. They're going. Go ahead.
No, Hector.
No, I'm just going to say that this offseason, the Cubs' number one priority is rebuilding the bullpen.
Yeah. We got the bats. We just need our bullpen to get a little bit stronger. I mean, that's why I would have loved for us to go after I forgot his name. The guy that used to pitch for San Francisco that came back mid-season.
Tim Lincecum.
Huh?
Tim Lincecum.
Oh, yeah. I just call him Tim. Now, we would have got him, but he didn't want to come out of the bullpen. He wanted to start.
That's every pitcher that's grown up. You want to be a starter. Look at Chapman. Chapman was a starter, and they put him in the bullpen and then into a closer role. And even till today, his dream is still to start a game, to be a starter. Same thing with Travis Wood.
Right.
He wanted to be a starter, and they put him in the bullpen. And they tell him, hey, do you want to be in the bullpen or do you want to start? Every player, including me, I used to play baseball. I wanted to start to be a starting pitcher. I never wanted to be in pitch one or two innings. I want to pitch the whole entire inning.
I mean, yeah, but
yeah.
You know, as soon as Lackey or Lester or Arrieta leaves, Travis Wood is right back in that starting rotation.
I don't think so.
He's getting older.
No, he's getting older. And the way that Mike Montgomery has pitched in the playoffs, I would see the Cubs putting Mike Montgomery in the starting rotation before Travis Wood.
You know what? I actually like Carl Everett as a starting pitcher. I think he needs to get better command first. But Carl Everett, he got some good stuff. I just think he needs to work on his placement and once he works on his placement, I think he'll be good. He's not too good at pitching for ground balls. Mostly everything he pitches stays high up in the zone, and that's not good. So he got to get better at pitching lower and away.
Yeah. Yeah, he also needs to eat because he's too damn skinny.
Yeah, but, you know.
You feel like a damn skeleton every time he goes up there to pitch.
Do y'all think I already hear champions next year, but do y'all think they're going to come back as hard? Because as of late, most teams that won the championship, it's kind of hard for them to repeat. Not saying that the Cubs won't be able to do it, you know, it seems very likable. But as of late, every team that doesn't win a championship, almost every team that doesn't win a championship, they haven't won the next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Cubs will make it to the World Series again, but they're going to have to face a few obstacles because I still believe San Francisco Giants are going to get better. And as much as the Washington Nationals has been going to the playoffs for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, they're going to get even stronger. And I could see the Cubs playing the Nationals for the NLCS because – They're getting good. They're just getting better, better. They're just like the Cubs. They're missing that one piece. And I'm not a fan of Dusty Baker. I never was, and I never will be. If they get rid of him and get another decent coach that has better experience, like a Terry Francona or Joe Maddon, they will have a better opportunity because Dusty Baker overuses his pitchers. And that's why Strasburger wasn't in the playoffs. Because they overuse too many players, too many pitchers, and they get hurt. Look at what happened with the Cubs with Kerry Wood and Mike Pryor. He overused them, and at the end of the season, look at they're 38. I think right now Pryor is 38, and Wood is 39 or 40. Their career was cut short 10 years because of Dusty Baker overusing them. They could have still been in the MLB right now. You know, they could have still been on the Cubs, and this could have been their final season with the Cubs, you know, like David Ross retiring, and they could have won a World Series.
Yeah,
But, you know, that's just my anger towards Dusty Baker. It's his fault that a lot of our starting pitchers had to end their – a lot of starting pitchers ended their careers early because of him.
I mean, yeah. I like Dusty, but everything you just said was 100% correct. But it's kind of hard. It's just like Tom Thibodeau with the Bulls in Luau Deng. You don't have someone playing that hard, that often, back-to-back. And they weren't on as much rest as they should have been. Like, they was pitching a lot of games, and they was out there for a long time. I mean, it was some games where Kerry Wood, like, he didn't have good stuff because you could tell he was tired, but Dusty Baker still put his ass in there to the seventh inning, and he stayed with him. He wouldn't pull him, none of that. He'd just stay with him. And sometimes I know the player – be like, coach, leave me in. But I don't think that was the case with some of them. I think Dusty Baker just left him in just because he wanted to leave him in. But as far as, like, the Cubs, I think the Cubs go back next year. And I say the Cubs go back next year for the simple fact, as far as right now, the only thing that changed is Fowler. He's the only one who said he's going to hit free agency, but he didn't say that he won't resign. And then you got Arrieta and Tapp. And I think, like Hector said, I think Chapman come back. He got the highest potential of coming back because he wants to win. I know it's about money for everyone, but if anyone knows Chicago sports, when you win the championship in Chicago, you very seldom pay for shit when you here. Like, you might have to pay for something when you leave and go to another state, but you don't really pay for nothing when you here. Chris Bryant's going to have him a steakhouse pretty soon. Rizzo's going to have him a steakhouse pretty soon. Sober's going to have a burger shop somewhere pretty soon. So it's like, This is what we do in Chicago. We take care of our people. We take care of our champions. And everyone's coming back. And then we still have trade chips. We have three good pitchers in our farm system. They just not ready yet. So I don't see Theo or Joe trusting them as much. And I think...
Right.
And coming back to what Hector just said, as far as, like, everyone wants to be a starting pitcher, I already knew that. But that kind of brings me to the conclusion that I was everybody know on my Facebook, I was kind of teed off of Joe Madden for the way he was leaving. What the? The way he was leaving Chapman in. And maybe he was leaving Chapman in, like, trying to see if he can be a long reliever. And they re-sign him, and he'd be a long reliever, and they go after another dominant closer from San Francisco or whatever, but I don't know.
No, I think the only reason why Chapman was left in those games for so long is because he didn't trust his bullpen. You can't trust Rondon. You can't trust Strope. You can't trust Wood because... Well... In the regular season, Strope has been fine, but in the playoffs, he's been giving up hits, and that's why you haven't seen him that much in the World Series. The only time you saw Rondon and Strope in the World Series was when we were losing by like 4 or 5 runs, because he doesn't trust them. That's why he went Chapman 3 innings. Then the next game he went 2 innings, and then the World Series game he went I think another 2 innings, because he doesn't trust his bullpen. That's why the bullpen needs. The bullpen needs to be shaken up again. It needs to be reshipped and retooled.
Yeah, but game 7.
We just had to get into this. Even get to continue this conversation because it sounds so good. But it looks like we are dang near out of time. So if I can, I will try to get y'all back on in a couple of minutes, but I'm doubting it. So this episode most likely will end right now. But once again, always, Hector, I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And just coming to talk to us. Always appreciate it.
Hey, you guys are welcome. No problem. 2017 World Series Champion,
until,
baby.
Until next time. Yes, until all next right. time. It's Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul. Hey, Dale, checking me in. Hector checking me in. I appreciate y'all. I'll see you later.
All right.
Later.